Hello there, welcome to On This Day in History. You know what I mean? Oh yes, here we go folks, what's been happening on this day in history? You know, something must have been going on, yeah. So I'm always saying this, you know, some days only like one thing happens. It says like, whatever, the 5th of February 20 whatever. And it just says, John and Paul went to an awards thing or something. And you think, I'm sure that's not all they did on that day. They must have done other stuff. But maybe it just hasn't been reported, like, you know what I mean? Maybe they stayed in, listened to music or wrote some new stuff. I don't know. I'm just, like, speculating, like, you know what I mean? So here we go with On This Day in History. Something must have happened here. Right, well, Paul McCartney and Jane Asher attended an Andy Williams concert on this day, May 21 in 1968, and John Lennon, Yoko Ono began a 10-day bed-in in Montreal's Queen Elizabeth Hotel. That was in 1969. Paul McCartney released Ram in 1971, and there's only one more thing to go. Are you going to read it, or want us to guess what it is? I'll give you it, yeah. It's, BBC's Radio 1 began airing the Beatles story on this day, 1972. There you go, Steve, all done. Yes, thank you very much. You have a good weekend, or a good Saturday, and you'll come back tomorrow. I hope so, yeah. If you invite me back, I will. I can always be found hanging about, you know, listening to the Beatles and stuff, and, you know, I'm always there somewhere, Jerry Marston, and, you know, all the Mersey greats, you know, I'm normally there somewhere, you know, just give us a shout, and I'll be there. Okay, thank you very much. More from the On This Day in History thing, brought to you by the English Programme, of course, completely and utterly free. Yes, more tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Tatty bye.